Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Thursday, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. And this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book, and we are in the chapter Working with Others on page 98, paragraph 2, which begins with Burn the Idea into Every Man. Today's readers are Joanne L. for the 12 Steps, Debbie P. for the 12 Traditions, Robin P., Julie E. B., and Dionne R. And we will have Diane B. greeting newcomers and Shelley E. topping us off with some announcements at the end of the meeting. The reference number for the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for yesterday, Wednesday, November 10th, is 18063. That's 18,063. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for November 11th is 18607. That's 18,607. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, not as soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning. Thank you, Elaine, so much for your service. I am Joanne L. from Rhode Island. Pleasure to be here this morning doing service. And I am a compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. In 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Joanne L. And I will now ask Deb P. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your service, Elaine. This is Debbie P. from Indiana. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public communication media. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you for letting me serve, and have a good day. I pass.
Thank you very much, Debbie P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only, please. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using the star 1 function on your keypad, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter Working with Others on page 98, paragraph 2, a sweet but powerful short paragraph. And I will ask Robin P. to please begin reading.
Hi, thanks, Elaine. Thanks so much for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. The only condition is that he trust in God and clean house. That's really true for me. And, you know, the previous paragraph talks about job or job, wife or no wife, or husband or no husband. And I was actually married for 11 years, and we got divorced. And during that year of being apart from each other, that's why I know that it's not about relying on anyone else. I got 12 steps into the program 5.5 years ago. And I got abstinent through the grace of God. And I think someone's unmuted if you just check your mute status. I got 12 steps into the program by the grace of God. And I didn't have a husband, and I didn't have the things that I thought made me who I was. And I got abstinent. And then by God's grace, as it, you know, it talks about in the book, with a lot of us, miracles happen in our relationships. And my husband asked me to go to church with him on Christmas Eve. And I went and I heard God say, Merry Christmas, this is my gift to both of you. And this was at a year of abstinence for me. And we started dating and we moved in together. This time I proposed and we got remarried. We didn't plan this part, but we got remarried during the California wildfires of 2018. And where we were having our wedding reception burned down to the ground the night before our wedding at our friend's house. Her house burned down and our wedding, our honeymoon place burned down the night before our wedding. And we had our wedding and our reception and our honeymoon at our church rectory. And all of this was, God was with us. And I was abstinent by God's grace and stayed abstinent by God's grace. And it's by putting God first and still working with others, trusting in God every step of the way, even here in Costa Rica, every day. It's a faith walk. and cleaning house and helping others. You know, I've always heard trust God, clean house, help others. And that's the program for me. You know, I had so many yes buts when I first came into the program. Yes, but this, yes, and it's yes and. And I'm so grateful to be abstinent and in recovery today. And, you know, my food is my medicine. It used to be my poison. And I'm a conscious vegan, and I get to eat according to the way that feels right for my body. I only eat organically. I don't eat poison, which is a funny sentence. But that's part of my recovery, because I got to clean house and trust God and help others. God bless everybody.
Thank you very, very much, Robin P. What a great kickoff to a powerful paragraph. So though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might have a chance to share their experience as well. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days and you'd like to comment, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your first name and first initial of your last name.
Michelle J.
Roz G.
Michelle J. Roz G.
Narvette K.
Narvette K. Anybody else out there like to comment?
Dion R.
Dion R. Okay. Well, last call.
Stephanie L.
Stephanie L. All righty. Okay. So we've got Michelle J., Roz G., Narvette K., Dion R., and Stephanie L. And so if you are not Michelle J., please press star 1 to mute your phone. And please share with us, Michelle.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I am so excited. A program is just amazing. So clean house and trust God. Doing a lot of stuff. But for 3 years in program, cleaning house. And each room is a little different. First, it was the food. I learned a lot about that, the work and the food. I am living in step 1. I am hopeless over those thoughts. I am powerless. I am needing to trust God. So I have to clean the house every day with the food. The food thoughts, the food ideas, the food plan. But the thing is, I am powerless. Number 1, I am powerless over that stuff. So I had to trust God in it. Oh, so food, when I get that cleaned up, then the next room is going to be that I have to clean house on is maybe my relationships. I am powerless over these relationships. I can't fix them. I can't change them. I live in number 1. I am powerless, but I'm trusting God, 2 and 3, and he's doing incredible things in my relationships. Making amends. Lately, the next room of this house was pain and suffering, and God has been showing me I am powerless over having pain in my life, having suffering in my life, having discomfort. I'm powerless, but I can trust him to help me, to comfort me, to show me. And it's just like, oh my goodness. And so today I need to make a 10th step. I need to make an amends in this eighth thing, you know, where I did not suffer well for the past 20 years. I didn't suffer well, and I didn't show that I trusted God with my husband and my son. When I was in physical pain, I went into depression, and I was just horrible. I was hopeless. And anyways, living in that step number 1 for me is cleaning house in every room of my house. I am powerless over these things, but I trust God, 2 and 3. And then I need to do some 8s now, because what God has showed me is I need, I didn't do so well in some of these areas. But this program allows me to clean house every room of my house, knowing that I am powerless, step 1, in every area, food, relationships, pain and suffering, whatever, and that I can live in 2 and 3 and then 10 steps, and I can go back and make some amends now today. I'm just on fire today for the program and for God, and I'm just excited, and I wanted to share that with all of you today. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you so much, Michelle J. Thank you. Okay, Roz G., you're up next, followed by Nivette K.
Good morning. My name is Roz G. From the depths of the pit of my soul and my body, I'm so grateful for Veterans Day and for a day off of work. And to be able to share while I'm not rushing in the car or whatever, I'm just sitting here in my office and I'm like, oh. And when I read, and I could read along with you, and I look at the word burn, the idea, my gosh, you know, burn, like, you know, when you burn something, you know, you change it. To burn something is to change it. And I need to be changed in this program. I need to have a change in how I eat, a change in how I treat people, a change in my perceptions, a change in the actions I take. And I don't know what else to say, just that that's a pretty strong word. You know, sometimes I'll speak for me, I'll keep this in the eye. I don't want to hurt people's feelings when I'm sponsoring them. I don't want to be too pushy. I don't want to be a manager and a martyr and a manipulator in that area or that area in any area of my life. But it says here in the book that we need to burn this into the consciousness, because if we don't have that psychic change, that personality change necessary, you know, to recover from this disease, for me, I'm just going to go right back into the food. And so that burning, last night I was listening to a person speak about, you know, having a candle, and that sometimes they put their hand over the candle just to feel the warmth and to feel close to their higher power. And here I hear this word burn today. I'm just sharing off the top of my head, people, but this is God saying to me, Roz, spend some time with me today, light a candle, feel the warmth, do your work, take your actions, and know that I'm here with you. So, wow, thanks for this time to share this morning. I really appreciate it. God bless everybody and have a great day.
Thank you very much, Roz G. Nivette K., you're up next, followed by Dion R. Please let us know where you're calling from, Nivette.
Good morning. My name is Nivette K., and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in Florida who honestly believes that a power greater than myself led me to this meeting this morning. I call that power God. I checked my phone and realized I had not been on a live vision meeting since February 3rd of 2020, and I haven't listened to a recording since May 24th of 2020, so it's great to be here, and I'm grateful for the experience, strength, and hope shared so far. And it was definitely God that led me to this paragraph, as this chapter is devoted to those who are sponsoring, and I'm needing a program reset right now. And so the ideas of trusting God and cleaning house hit perfectly this morning. And me being the human that I am, I was thinking to myself, this, even though this chapter is for sponsorship, maybe they should have put this as a part of the doctor's opinion. This is something that newcomers need to know. But then there's that thought, but I have to trust that everything that's in this book is placed accordingly, and it's worked for at least the past 86 years. I think it's best if I don't try to change it. So with that, just thinking about what's shared here, I haven't sponsored in a while, and I'm looking forward to someday sponsoring again. It's just such a simple message in learning how to trust God, and my prayer is, God, please help me to trust you with everything. And as with a house, I was sitting and thinking about my own house and how even if I put every dish away, if I put everything's in place, if I don't constantly clean the house, there's going to be dust to accumulate. and so it is with me. The spirit that's in me is clean, but the house that surrounds the spirit needs a thorough house cleaning, and I realize that. And that's why I'm so grateful for the share so far, because I've just been writing things down as people shared, because the food has to stay clean, and I'm very grateful for my abstinence. But it's not just the food. It's about how we interact with others. It's about my relationship with myself, because a lot of times feelings about myself trigger some of the actions that I engage in towards others. My perceptions and thoughts, you know, affect how I treat others. And so those are things that I have to be mindful of as well. And all of that goes back to trusting God. So as I'm listening to others share and I'm looking so forward to it, I'm going to sit right here in trusting God and cleaning house today. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. As this is the first time I've ever shared on an A Vision for You meeting. And with that, I'll pass.
So glad you're here and very glad you shared, Narvette K. And welcome to all of our newcomers and returning members. We're so glad you're all here. So, Dion R., you're our next share, followed by Stephanie L. Please share with us, Dion.
Hi, good morning, all. My name is Dion R., recovered compulsive overeater from the seemingly hopelessness state of mind and body. Ooh-wee. Thank you, everyone, for sharing so far. And oh, my goodness, especially the last share about reminding me of the house cleaning. You know, you can have a beautiful house. But just because, you know, dust going to show up regardless. Crap going to show up in my brain regardless, no matter how far and what I do in life. That's why my higher power invented the 12 steps. And it's like, okay, I already did that. I already been through that. I cried. I grieved. I, right? And but dust happens. Life happens. Feelings show up even when I don't want it to. I can't stop my feelings from showing up. Any more than I could stop the dust from coming on my furniture. But what I can do, I've learned through these 12 steps, praise God, is that when they show up, when my thoughts show up, I don't have to dwell on it. The first one's going to pop. I mean, I wish I was one of the ones who can control my every thought. I can't. I tried. But I'm going to pop in my head just because. Maybe I'm just one of them ones. The different ones, it'll just get there. But the beauty of this program is these guys give me a set of tools, a special set of tools called the 12 steps, where I can utilize them and get rid of that stuff immediately to step in after I've worked all 12 of them. You know, that 10, 11, 12, they get the dust out quicker than pledge on furniture. It will, you know, because I'm committed to God, my higher power, and another human being. My wrong, and then whatever is bothering me, and that turnaround lets me see, girl, it's you, it's you. But here's what you do, and you can get rid of it, even when I don't think it's me. As many people said, if the problem is not me, well, I am lost. I'm lost. I don't have a solution. There is none. So even if it's just how I react to somebody's behavior, I may think it's whatever, but it's how I react to it. With that, I'm going to trust God, you know, and through these steps, he gave me these steps. And all of us on the line, I believe, so we can find a way out and show someone else a way out. But that house cleaning, oh, it's like, I know I cried about that already. Hey, and whatever spiritual reason it is, I needed that cleansing, you know, and I'll get dry eyes if I don't. I got to develop a condition now that it's a dry eye syndrome. It'll turn red or whatever if I don't shed enough tears. So it's like I'm not looking for a reason to cry, but God takes great care of me. And he put a band of people, band of angels around me to show me the way out on a daily basis. So thank you all, and I'm glad I'm part of the solution, and I'm looking forward to hearing everyone share as well. Have a great Veterans Day to all veterans. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much, Dion R. And Stephanie L. will be sharing next. And after she shares, we'll take another lineup on page 98, paragraph 2, which begins with burn the idea into every man. Please share with us, Stephanie.
Good morning, everyone. Stephanie L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. And, oh, my God, the shares have been so good this morning. And I don't know what I have to add, but this is what I have to say. These are my go-to paragraphs. I spent a lot of time in this program in relapse. I've spent time being recovered, and I have spent time in relapse. I have eaten at people. I have eaten at situations. I have sat in self-pity and been and sat on this line and listened to people sharing and thought, well, if you had my problem, you would eat too, or you don't have it as bad as I have it, or, you know, you don't understand what it's like for me to gain 100 pounds and, you know, like to be sitting here wishing I were dead. And, you know, the truth here, and it says it in the previous paragraph, what we read yesterday, is like, I don't have to have a job. I don't have to have a husband. I don't have to have a home or a roof over my head or a working car. I mean, all of those things are great to have, but I can recover. I can recover no matter what happens around me, as long as I am depending on God. And, you know, the only condition here, you know, like it says, like, I have to burn it into my consciousness. I have to believe in my heart of hearts that I can recover no matter what, regardless of anyone or anything or any situation. And then it tells me, though, there is a condition to that. And the condition is that I have to trust God and I have to clean house. And I really, when I came back from relapse this last time, I really struggled with God, with trusting God. You took my abstinence away. You put all this weight on me. You gave me all these health problems. You gave me all these problems. It's like, wow, you know? And through working the steps, I could see, no, God didn't do any of those things. I took control back. I did, you know, I turned away from God. God didn't turn away from me. And I don't want to trust God because maybe he's not going to give me what I want. Maybe he's going to take away what I have. I want to be in control. But, oh, my God, I have learned that the less I try to control and the more I rely on God and trust that God has my back and is with me in every situation, the more peace and serenity I have. So I have to trust God, and I got to work these steps. Like, my life depends upon it because my life does depend upon it. And these steps enable me to become closer to the God that is saving my life. And I am so, thank you so much. And I am so grateful for this program. And I am so grateful for a God that loves me no matter what. And I'm so grateful for all of you. So thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Stephanie L. So as I said, we're going to be taking a lineup on page 98, paragraph 2. And though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others can share their experience as well. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days and you'd like to, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your first name and last initial.
Bruce.
Noel E.
Florida.
Bruce.
Lori D.
Noel
E.
Noel E. Lori D.
Deb E.
Dev E.
Linda B.
Oh, I missed the last two. I'm sorry.
Linda B.
Linda B.
And Gusty N.
Gusty N.
And Hilda
S. Christina M. Hilda
S.
And Christina M. Not sure if I'll have time for everybody unless some people shave their shares back, but what a great lineup. Wow. Okay, Bruce E., Noel E., Lori D., Dev E., Linda B., I believe that is. Dustine didn't get the first initial of your last name. And Hilla, I believe it is. Hilla S. and Christina M., if there's time. Okay, wow. Whew, that's a mouthful. Bruce E., it is your turn to share, and you'll be followed by Noel E.
Well, thank you. I'm Bruce E. I'm recovering in Southwest Florida. Happy to have served in the U.S. Navy from 1963 to 66, long time ago, and hated it when I was in, but glad to get out with honorable discharge. Now I look back on it, as I'm glad that I served the country. Burn the idea in the consciousness of every man. So what I think about there is that I think the old photography studios had a way that the photographer, the guy that develops the stuff, the pictures, would burn a negative or would burn the image onto something, and then it would be on there and it would be burnt into it, and couldn't get it off. But that's the way I think they used to do it. I've seen it done once, but I can't remember exactly how they did it. But I think it means that it's in there and it's burnt in, and it's sort of more permanent. Burn the idea to kind that he can get well regardless of anyone. So it talks about wife or no wife, job or no job, and so forth. This person, that person. Yeah. So I can get recovered regardless of whether I have a wife or no wife, whether I have a job or no job, or what, no matter what. Regardless of anyone around me, as long as I've got God, I can get recovered. And then here's the condition. The condition is that I trust God and clean house. So clean house takes work. It takes a lot of work, and I don't really have the motivation or desire much to do that, but my wife said, okay, I clean the whole house here. Except you got to clean your own room. And I don't even want to do that. She goes to the trouble of cleaning the entire house, and I don't even want to clean this little room, one room in the house. But when I do it and I get in there and I get it done, it's easy to do. I mean, I can get on one of these podcasts or this meeting and clean it in no time. And it's done. It looks good, and I feel good, and it's over. But it takes work, and it takes some motivation and desire on my part to do that. So there's some work involved here, and there's also, I got to trust God. And this program here, I've programmed my mind to do my own stuff, to be a person that did his own thing all my life.
Gentle reminder.
And it didn't work. Thank you. And now I've got, instead of trust myself, I got to trust God. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Bruce E. Noelle E., you're up next, followed by Lori D.
Hi, this is Noelle E., grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater from Louisiana. Thank you, everybody, for the service on this line and for the service to the country. What a cool day. This paragraph is so good because it's so small, but so powerful. And what's coming up for me, even hearing the shares, is regardless of anyone, or the word regardless. And for me, what that means is, oh my goodness, jets just flew over me. Wow, cool. Oh, I'm so sorry, everyone. Beautiful. Oh my gosh. Wow. What a neat thing. Higher power is so magnificent. But I, the word regardless is like regardless of, I don't know, your addiction, regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your, like, that's what's coming up for me, because my disease wants me to think that, you know, it's not heroin, it's not, you know, my parents weren't divorced, you know, I didn't grow up in poverty, those kinds of things. My disease wants me to believe what it tells me that I have a nice girl's addiction, that I should not, that it shouldn't incapacitate me the way it does, you know? Everybody else is just eating normally, and so should I. So that's what that word means to me, like shows me is that regardless, I can get well, and I can take my disease as seriously, you know, as the life and death errand that it is. And one of the reasons I believe it is because higher powers brought me here. And one of those places is this meeting, you know, like just hearing such powerful testimony of the incapacitating way this addiction of compulsive overeating can take us down. So I'm grateful to be amongst you all, and I'm grateful to be able to share. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Noelle E., and your jet accompaniment. That was cool. Okay, and thanks again, Brucey, for doing service and all the veterans on the line. Lori D., you're up next, followed by Dev E.
Hi, good morning. My name is Lori D. I'm a compulsive overeater, bulimic, and anorexic, recovering one day at a time. I really got a lot out of this. I was thinking today, like, I trust God, but sometimes if things don't go my way, then I get leery, but I have to trust no matter what, good or bad. And this morning I went in the car and talking about cleaning house. I'm not always so clean in my car, and I'm, you know, but I had like a bag of stuff for myself and some pens. And when I got in the car, something seemed kind of weird, and somebody stole my fruit and my cereal and my pens. And I was like, oh, okay. But, you know, I still went and had an abstinent breakfast. I don't have to let that stop me. And I do feel violated, but someone said to pray about it, which I'm trying to do. I guess everything happens for a reason. And I guess I have to not leave anything in my car. I mean, it's a lot better than it used to be, but I guess I have to clean the car. And I continually want to clean house with myself, my own mind, because when I'm in the right mind, everything else is good. I always have a hard time with people at work, but it's turned around, like their response to me is different because my attitude is different. So I just have to continue to work on myself, and then everything else usually falls into place. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lori D. That's a great comparison. Dev E., you're up next, followed by Linda B.
Hi, thanks. It's Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. I came in halfway through the meeting, and as I looked at this paragraph, I was a bit at a loss of what I wanted to share, but the more I thought about it, I was thinking about how it's just another reminder of the simplicity of this program. Like, I like how they sum it up, and it's just trust in God and clean house, and I was thinking about how the steps relate to that, and I was thinking steps 1, 2, and 3, and 11 are clearly trust God. And steps 4, 8, 9, and 10 are very much about cleaning house. And I feel like steps 5, 6, 7, and 12 are a combination of the two. They require trust in God and also cleaning house. And I love how simple it is. You know, like we often say, simple but not easy. And I was looking at burn the idea. And that idiom means to cause something to leave a lasting or permanent impression on someone or something. And it's, you know, this, I'm really grateful that I got it pretty much from the start. Like this is the only solution for me. This is the only way. And I don't waver from that. You know, it's like, this is what works. not working my program is not an option. The only result of that will be losing my abstinence and losing my connection to God. And I don't want that to be an option for me. And so I like, again, I always love the strong language that they use in the big book. Like, you know, you must do this. It's burn the idea. And I was thinking this regardless of anyone, I would add regardless of anyone or anything, you know, nothing should be an excuse to not work my program. There are no vacations for my program. There are no like exceptional situations in which I shouldn't refrain from eating my binge foods. There are no, like there's never, it's so black and white. It's just nothing should get in the way. Like there's like nothing really is worthy of taking me away from my connections, my higher power, and my program. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Dev E. Linda B., you're up next, followed by Gusty N., I believe it is. Or Gustine, I'm sorry. You can correct me when it's your turn. Linda B., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Linda B., compulsive overeater from Canada. Yesterday's meeting, the paragraph before, and this one have been just spoke deep inside my soul. That trust in God, I kind of smiled to myself this morning when I read the only condition, tongue in cheek. Oh, is that all? You know, it's not been that easy to trust in God. You know, I didn't get the things I wanted, and some of them that I got were taken away from me, and I'm still heartbroken. But I don't have a choice now. It's the only way I can be well and at peace if I trust in God and clean house. And I see my step 10 daily as the way of keeping the house clean. You know, if we do a little bit of housework every day, then there isn't that big job at the spring and fall cleaning that, I don't know, that my mother used to do many, many years ago. But because I, too, placed other people and situations, that's where my dependence was in the majority of my life. If it wasn't on my husband, it was on my girlfriends, or it was, you know, on my boss or whatever. I you know, God was there. God was always in my life, but I never put my trust and faith in God. And now I'm learning that that is the only place I can get peace and serenity today, and have that conscious contact so that I know what the next right thing is for me and for those that I might speak to and help throughout my day. I need to be in that constant conscious contact, and regardless of anything or anyone. So that's all I had to say, but it just made me smile to think the only condition. Oh, okay, well, I can do that. It's not that simple. It takes work. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me share.
So true, and must continue for a lifetime. Thank you very much for your share, Linda B. And Gusty N. or Gustine, you're up next. Can you please correct me on your name? And you'll be followed by Hilla S.
Thank you so much. This is Gusty, like the wind, Gusty N. I'm calling from West Virginia. And what a great meeting this morning. Really appreciate it. I've been really reflecting and responding to a lot of the shares about how this program came to them when life was so hard. And that's true for me in another program that the program came to me when my life was really hard. With OA and with Vision and with the compulsive eating, I hope that now that I'm in a recovered state after many relapses, the reality for me, at least in this experience, was that everything in my life was going great. I finally had the job I wanted. I finally had the husband that I wanted. I finally had the place to live that I wanted, and all of the externals of my life, everything on the outside that I could have any kind of say about, well, my life will be better if these things happen. Well, all of those things had happened, and I was still in a terrible relapse and becoming suicidal again. I had been suicidal in the past, but had it treated and was doing fine. But everything in my life was fine, and I was starting to feel that sinking feeling again. And I was deep in the food and couldn't get out. And thanks be to God, I finally was really able to say, wow, I really must have a problem if everything in my life is good and I'm sinking. I really must have a really big problem. And anyway, so then this time around doing the steps, I came to see there was one part of my house that I had just refused to clean in the past. I just wasn't willing to accept that there was this one amend that I just had to make. And if I didn't make it, everything would continue to be messy and get messier and messier the longer it went without cleaning. And I didn't want to clean that part of the house, as someone else was sharing before. I did not ever want to clean that part of the house because it meant too much to me. But this time I was desperate enough because everything else in my life was good. And if I didn't clean my house, I couldn't blame anything else in my life. I had to clean that part of the house. I had to make that amend, and I had to accept that that was the only way to stay clean. And so, hallelujah for cleaning house for real, and all of the different attempts that I made in the past, and they all got me to where I am today. So, with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gusty, and perfect timing there. And so Hilla S., we really just have about 2 minutes, I'm afraid, and we're not going to have time to hear from Christina M., so if you could share with us for 2 minutes, that would be so great, Hilda.
Hi, this is Hilda S. I'm like really thinking about how I'm looking for everything to be perfect and feeling like, well, I'm in charge, and realizing through this meeting and through the meeting in the morning with my sponsor that I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge of my suffering. I'm not in charge of things not being in a relationship, you know, that I'm not in a relationship. I want to be in a relationship. And I keep saying, want this, you know, the perfection is the hope, dream, and illusion. I don't have to look for perfection. It's really letting go and say to myself, everything is the way God wants it is. Everything is the way God wants it to be for today. And I'm doing my own, you know, searching and cleaning my house and looking at what I need to do for myself and making the choices. But the results are up to God. And I need to just let go of that and just also trust and try to, one of the things I could take action is to try to have positive thoughts, but also letting go of the results, you know, that, you know, no matter what I do, things are going to happen the way God wants it to happen, and to count my blessings, you know, to look around and look at all my blessings and all that, and the miracles that surround me. And thank God for my connection with God, because I don't know how I would be able to survive. So I'm so grateful for program, and I'm grateful for God in my life. And thank you so much, and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, Hilda S., and everybody that has shared. We're going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Julie E.B. please read A Vision for You?
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs. This book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with God is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Grieve freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.